Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 102 of The World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, The Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm going to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As I do every week, I'll go through my week in terms of goldmaking. I'll be talking about what's going on with the game and a discussion point. And this week, I'll talk about sort of an old classic, which is essentially predicting the future, trying to invest, because this is obviously on everyone's mind right now with the Shadowlands rapidly approaching. What should I invest in for the pre-patch? What's going to be good? And as I talked about last week, which profession should I pick for Shadowlands? And all of these similar questions are just asked so much right now, and I thought it'd be a good time to talk about this subject again. So that's what we're going to do. Now, before we get to that, we're going to take a look at my week in terms of gold making. And before that, I'm going to plug my Patreon as I do every week. So the podcast is made available by my patrons that, amongst other things, can get access to my full TSM setup, which I've recently revamped for TSM 410. So that's looking quite good now. If you want to join us, then that's patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. Alright, so enough plugging, let's go right into what I've been doing. BFA sales this week, 1.1 million, and I'm currently sitting at 18.4, which is a little bit less than last week. But I've been buying more mounts, I've been buying more BFA mounts. And I've been selling BFA mounts quite well. I've also bought quite a bit of battle pets, so it's looking good. My BOE sales were very low this week, just 185k out of that 1.1 million. So we can definitely see the shift to mounts has paid off, it looks like, or at least I'm getting sales. Particularly the Abyssal Fragment has been a really good item to flip. So I'm glad I bought a lot of Abyssal Fragments on certain realms. That's just a fantastic item. I also sold one or two of the... I sold some reins of the Tamed Bloodfeaster. I sold a Pack Mule for 280k, so that was pretty nice. So I'm making gold just flipping the mounts right now for like 30, 40, 50k profit. Maybe as low as 10 on some of them, or even 5, I think, on some of the Bloodfeasters. But up to 30, 40, 50k profit just on like a 2-3 week resale. So that's very cool. Cosmetic items definitely doing good right now. I also regularly sell like old crafted transmog that's relatively low value, like stuff from the Mists of Pandaria era, their crafted PvP gear and some other things, and they're consistently selling. I'm also consistently selling battle pets. Pretty like a decent volume. I sell a couple of pets whenever I post on most of my realms. So all of those things are pretty nice. Like I'm getting sales. I'm getting a large amount of sales, even pretty much without BOEs anymore. So that's cool. I'll keep running shopping scans for the mount group, focusing probably a little bit more on the fragments. As we head into pre-patch eventually, and just be ready. I am not gonna be doing any relics of the past vendor shuffling, mostly because I just value my time too much. Like I don't need 30k safe profit per hour or whatever it's maximum going to be. Even though it's AFK time, like I have better things to do with my time that I personally enjoy more. So I'm not going to bother with that at all. So thus I haven't invested in any of the materials needed for the relics of the past shuffle. I'm just not interested in that side of it. And now that they reduced the item level, it looks a lot less interesting from a selling crafted gear point of view. So we'll see if I bother doing any at all. I think it's sad that they essentially nerf the item level to be less than the event gear, but I understand why, because otherwise the event gear is just useless. So now they're just uninteresting for the most part. I mean, it's still the best crafted gear to buy, probably. It's the cheapest. So we might be getting some sales. I'll take a look if I can get some auction house sales, but I'm not going to do the vendor shuffle. All right, so let's look at Classic. So Classic right now sitting at 3,800 gold. I got another 4,800 or 4,770 on the auction house, which it means I have 200 less gold on the auction house roughly and about 100 less gold on me than last week. This was a little bit of an expensive week for my main because I needed to enchant some gear. So I did a couple of pretty expensive enchants because I finally got my full tier dungeon set 2. And I bought a bunch of consumables for myself, or I spent a bunch of consumables because our guild did our first Ankirage 40 speedrun attempt without world buffs, and that went really well, so that was fun. I did die 4 times, so that was a lot of consumables lost. So that's about it. I did some restocking for my regular markets. I've been keeping up with crafting the insanely good sapper charges, just keeping up with those on my alt account, which is just fantastic. I'm so glad I have that professional alt. I'm making so much gold that I would have essentially zero chance of making if I didn't have that level 30 crafter on my second account, because it's a slow process to make sappers, that's for sure. One of the slowest processes in the game, but the prices are still very high. So that's very nice. My sales this week, a little slower than last week, 2,600. I'm not sure how much restocking I did for alchemy. I must have done some because I'm sitting at a large auction. I'm sitting at almost the same auction house stockpile as last week, and I did sell stuff for 2,600 gold, so obviously there was some movement, but I am uncertain what the main reasons why I didn't get this many sales were. I guess we'll just have to see. I do still gotta restock alchemy and just keep my consumables. That's where I'm making pretty much all my gold. Haven't been able to find many deals, and I haven't scanned much in my flipping markets. And at this point, I'm mostly just in maintenance mode because there really isn't anything that I care about that I could spend gold on. In Classic, there really isn't much I could try to get into, like super high end BOEs and have those on the auction house. Should be cool from like a bragging rights perspective, but not really useful from a gold making one. So that's about it. I mean, Classic, I'm at a very profitable steady state. I can just fund however many consumables I want. I can just raid with them and just never have to think about gold. And just slap +4 stats and +15 agility on gloves and just get full enchants and not have to care about how expensive that is, which is a very nice benefit. So we'll see if I try to scale up to the next level or just like maintain at this level for the rest of Classic. Either way, it's profitable. Just alchemy and sapper charges and you're good to go. All right, so that's enough about my week. Let's turn our attention over to what's going on with the game. And of course, well, it's now a week ago, but a week ago, today or a week ago, depending on when you're listening to this, the pre-patch background download started. Now, I'm sure once this is out for everyone, we're going to know a lot more about when the pre-patch is coming. I still think it's unlikely that we get it next week or on the 22nd. I think the 29th is more likely. I think they'll probably announce the release date of the pre-patch with the last part of the Afterlives animated shorts. That would seem to line up nicely. Outside of the relics of the past and revamped leveling, which means you can now much faster level your alts, the pre-patch isn't going to shake up that much in terms of the gold making part of the game, but it is going to shake up the game a lot, obviously. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see what the patch brings. It's probably going to bring a large influx of players returning to the game. That's typically one of the most obvious effects of these pre-patch events, that a lot of people are planning to come back for the new expansion. There's always loads of people coming back. They start playing again during the pre-patch, and they're going to want their bags. They're going to want some gear if they hit max level. They're going to want to get going, try the game out a bit, test out their main, test out some other characters, and particularly with how quick leveling is looking with the revamped leveling experience, I think we'll see a lot of people who cut out newly dinged level 120s and want to take them for a spin in M plus or raids or LFR or whatever content type they care about, essentially. So be ready. You can prepare for that if you want to, or you can just keep doing cosmetics, which is going to remain the main thing people are going to be willing to spend gold on for the foreseeable future, essentially. Now, if we're looking at Classic, there's not much to say about Classic. I mean, we are in steady state phase 5, essentially, and we're going to be so until we hear anything about either the nature resistance gear for leather and cloth, which I don't think is going to matter when it gets added to the vendor. And after that, it's just phase 6, with some items that are needed for max ramas attunement and the items that are needed for turning in the tier 3 tokens. Those are things I would start looking or considering buying if you're planning to play into Naxxramas or raid into Naxxramas. It's going to be nice to have those materials lined up ahead of time, because I'm sure we'll see a bump once Naxxramas gets close and people start realizing that, hey, I'm going to need this now rather than later. So that's something you can do if you're interested. All right, so it's time to go into this week's discussion point. So this week I'm going to be talking about predicting the future, which is something that a lot of people want to do. Not just in World of Warcraft, of course. This is a hot topic, trying to figure out what's going to be more valuable in the future, which is, of course, particularly relevant right now with the pre-patch and the new expansion on the horizon. Whenever there are large changes to the game, there are usually also large changes in what's valuable. And if you take a look right now on the WoW Economy Reddit, you'll see a lot of people asking questions about the future. What will the token prices be? Are Sky Golems going to be more profitable? Which items are going to be important to craft in preparation for Shadowlands? What should you do with Relics of the Past? Should you start investing for those now? What should I buy that's going to go up in value? It's essentially what all these questions boil down to. And trying to get rich through like a one-time event or something, investing and then getting rich, is very appealing and something a lot of players dream about. They'll hear about times where this has worked in the past, and they want to find the next method, the next way of doing it. Of course, it's going to attract headlines when you see people doing millions of profit within a day or a couple of days. And that's sort of what people are dreaming about. Now, this is not something I suggest focusing on for two reasons. The first is that, generally speaking, unless you have an absolutely crazy amount of time to play, then steady-state gold-making is going to be more profitable than some of these fad methods or trying to invest for a one-time thing. Because when something is sort of a one-time thing, then you have to be extremely active when it's relevant to get the sales, to play it, to get the value out of that market, essentially. And most people are really not in a position to do that. That's just what it is. And that includes most of you guys. Most of you are probably like me. You don't necessarily have 4, 6, 8, 10 hours, 12 hours available when a method is available, such as farming fell spreaders during the Legion pre-patch event. If you could do that all day, you made a lot of gold, but you had to work a lot to get very hard to get the sales as well. If you didn't, then you could make a little bit of gold, but not something insane, and you'd be better off focusing on stuff that you could engage in both before and after the event by just doing a little bit of gold making every day. The other reason why this isn't, why predicting the future and trying to invest isn't as important, is because you can't accurately predict the future. It might seem like you can, and in some cases, obviously, people get it right. There are people who get it right every day. But you cannot do it perfectly. There are several reasons. Number one, Blizzard never shares the full entire picture, and they can, anytime they want, they can make changes, even without notifying us in advance. Sometimes they do that. Do you guys remember the auction house throttle? Blizzard has shown in the past, particularly for stuff like vendor shuffles and things that have a large impact on the economy, they're going to change it if necessary. So this is also another reason why I'm holding back on the relics of the past. I think it's likely that they change it if people go too hard and it turns out to be too good of a vendor shuffle. So Blizzard will change the game, both in planned ways to make it adhere to their design principles, or in response to things that are, they feel are unintended. So you don't know how the game is going to be. You can make some guesses, because there are some trends in what players focus on based on the time in the expansion, what content is available, how much stuff is available on the auction house in terms of herbs. So there are opportunities here. Now, if you have to ask a question on Reddit or to me or anywhere else in an open forum, then this is something I've said before, then you're probably not ready to be investing. To be honest, investing is quite risky in WoW, because Blizzard can make a change to make your item essentially worthless or useless. In the worst case, you'll lose everything you invested in an item. Of course, this doesn't happen often, but there are a lot of people who lose gold trying to predict the future, because the downside is pretty large. Now, what you will hear about are the people who succeed. There's definitely a lot of survivorship bias in the stories you hear. You're going to hear about the time people made gold. Like, you're going to hear me talk about the time where I made gold buying battle potions early on in BFA. And then I resold it around the time the raid opened. And I made a decent amount of money, nothing absolutely crazy. So you'll hear about that. You won't hear about the times I invested and failed. It actually looked like I was going to fail with the battle potions for a while, and the battle potion of strength turned out to be completely worthless. And I sold that one for a loss. I still made an overall profit, but it is what it is. So you're not going to hear the good stories. So you're just going to end up with an area where you can't know. No one else can know either. And this is where you have to make your own analysis. You have to get ahead of the other players or do something else. Because if something gets asked a lot and then answered a lot on Reddit, then a lot of people are going to read the same answers and they're going to be doing the same things. People herd towards what seems, or what is publicized, or what looks to be the best methods of doing something. This is something we've seen a lot of recently with Classic WoW, where people gravitate towards the min-max world buff meta. Regardless of whether they like it or not, they're just trending towards what turns out to be the overall most effective meta. And that happens with gold making as well. Now, when everyone is doing the same method, then it's no longer going to be good. Because gold making is dynamic and it depends on other players. Which is very different from some of the more static PvE methods, where the best way to play is the best way to play. Like, the best way to do gold making will change, and the best items to invest in will change based on what other players are investing in. For instance, right now there's a huge focus by everyone, or not everyone, but a very large proportion of the gold making community seems to be talking about and focusing on the relics of the past. The more people do it, the less the profit is going to be. That's pretty simple. So if you have to ask, you're probably going to be too late to invest, because you'll only get to know about something once it's common knowledge. And at that point, the price may have already changed enough that it's not profitable. Or you might leave too early. Maybe you panic. Maybe you don't have enough gold to risk. And the fact that you have to ask this question is in itself a tell that you don't really have a good grasp of the fundamentals of gold making. Like, why is an item useful? Why is an item valuable? What sort of changes to the game will have an impact on what activities players will engage in? How is that going to affect which items they want? How's that going to affect their consumable choices? How's that going to affect gear? What gear is a good option for gearing up? What gear is good for max level? All of these things are important to understand and keep track of to a certain degree, especially if you're looking for opportunities to invest in something that might go up in value. Because then you're going to have to look at the game. How is the game going to change? How is this going to make an item more valuable to other players? How is it going to make it more useful? And you have to answer those questions for yourself. Because no one else is going to be as careful as you are with your own gold. No one else is going to be there when you potentially lose your gold if you make the wrong choice. This is why, generally speaking, I'd suggest focusing on the basics. Day in, day out, sell gear for more than you paid for the materials, craft consumables, flip high volume items. They work. These methods work. And if you haven't mastered them to the point where you can come up with ideas for new markets and test them out yourself, then there's little point in going into speculation, because you're probably not even rich enough to do it properly. Most speculation is better at a certain scale. And when you're starting out, you're better off just focusing on stuff that makes you gold on a weekly time scale, gets your gold back quickly. Eventually, I got to the point where you have a decent amount of gold, but by then, you should have an idea of which markets are good and why, and start to build your own knowledge base about the game and your realms and how you. Your own mental model of gold making and the items that are profitable, and then that's going to inform what items you might invest in. So yeah, I think I've rambled on for long enough, so I'm going to cut it. I'm going to end the episode here. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, then you want to read more about gold making, then you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you want to support the show, then you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. With a final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.